from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I'm looking at this ringer rankings, right? It's not the same question, but it's the rankings. They got De'Aaron Fox at 22. They have Zion ahead of him. Jamal Murray's ahead of him. Obviously, Tyrese Halliburton is ahead of him.
That's whack.
Jaylen Brown is there.
That's fine.
Devin Booker. Jalen Brunson's at 11.
Where's Book?
Book is 13.
And De'Aaron's
22.
Okay. I'll ask. What's the difference between Book and De'Aaron?
Book has been to the finals in the postseason.
With?
KD and those guys?
Chris Paul.
Yeah,
Chris
like, Paul. That's important, right?
Right.
Because before Chris Paul got there, what was Book?
De'Aaron Fox.
He was a big-time scorer on a bad basketball team.
I will say this about Book, because as another comparison I did.
And my Book stock is sky high after the Olympics. Like, I'm like, don't get me wrong. But.
And I don't think you're saying this either, but I can accept somebody saying Book over Fox.
13 to 22, though?
Not that much. I think they're close. I think they're a lot closer than that. But if because in that conversation, the Hoop Collective one, Book was, they went to 10. And Book was the last guy. I think Windhorse was like, I'm going to take Book. Like, he showed me a lot. Da, 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 da.
Wow.
And that's what made me think about Fox and Book and all this other stuff. And I looked up the numbers, and Book is, he's had a heck of a career so far. I know.
Absolutely.
You know, and he's put up numbers. And
but he lost, you know, for a long time.
He did. But he started winning. Like, really, I guess since he started winning, he ain't stopped. Like, Chris Paul wasn't there last year, got to the playoffs, all
that
other
stuff. For God's sakes, man, Kevin Durant was.
True.
I feel like,
true,
too, like, once KD and, like, this little Suns run is over, whatever, like, it won't go back for Book either. Like, it won't be like, oh, Book's not a winner or anything like that. He's kind of solidified at that point. Like, now going forward, it's like, oh, like, how can you surround Book to, like, get him back up or whatever?
Book, and they're different players, and it doesn't mean everything, but his rookie year, he averaged 13-8. Second year, he went 22.1, and he's been no lower than 24.9 the rest of his
so
career.
What's De'Aaron then?
De'Aaron
can't be that different.
De'Aaron, for his career, is averaging 21, I think. Book is at 24. And De'Aaron had like an 11, a 17, a 22, and then he's been around like 25 ever since then. If I'm looking here. So he had 11, 17, 21, and then 25, 23, 25, 26.
And you said he's what, 21.2 on his career?
Mm-hmm. And Book was, once he got to 24.9, he was 26.6, 26.6, 25.6, 26.8, 27.8, 27.1.
Well, 21, 25, 23, 25, 26. Those are De'Aaron's last 5 years.
It's close. No, I'm with De'Aaron.
I don't think you are.
I'm with De'Aaron.
I don't think you're Team Fox. Mama Fox.
I'm with De'Aaron, but I'm gonna be fair in this. That I mean, Book is higher.
That's fine. Here's what gets me though. 13-22 That's the part that gets me.
Mm-hmm. That's wrong.
Who's between 13-22
Let me pull that back up. We got 13-22 We got Kawhi at 14
Okay.
Jaylen Brown at 15 Wow. Donovan Mitchell at 16
Okay.
This was, I think, I'm pretty sure this was before the season started.
Okay.
Or no, actually, they said updated June 20th. 17 is Wimby. That's the only reason why I had pause.
Got you.
Halliburton's 18. All Jimmy right. Butler's 19.
And really?
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, 19.
All right.
Jamal Murray, 20.
No.
Zion, 21.
Yeah. Okay. I don't agree with Jamal Murray being in this conversation.
Now, on the plus side, De'Aaron is ahead. I'll just go immediately following him. He's 22. Paul George is 23.
Mm-hmm.
Bam is 24.
Hmm.
Kyrie's 25. Domas is 26.
Hmm.
Dame, 27.
And what is it? This is just ranking this players?
Just top 100. So it's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think De'Aaron should be at least in the top 15 when you talk about starting a franchise.
They really do love them some Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah, and come to think about it, I'm not even trying to clown Ty. They love Jamal Murray all because of what happened in the bubble. Mm. That's why they love Jamal Murray is the bubble. I don't feel like they extend that same love to Donovan.
Yeah, I think Donovan, and on this list he is, but I think Donovan's really good.
Donovan's too low on that list, no?
Yeah.
Like, Donovan, to me, Donovan's over Book. Donovan's over Book.
I'm not going to argue with you on that.
Good.
I think they've
argued enough today.
I think they're close. Donovan over Jaylen Brown?
I say yes. I don't think so. I mean, they're different. I don't think so. You want in on that?
Jaylen Brown or Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah.
I think I'd take Jaylen, but they're the same tier player to me.
Like, I'd take
I take
Donovan over Jalen Brunson.
I would too. I would too.
By virtue of this, like if you put him over Book, like in him and Brown, Jalen are the same player. I think Donovan should probably be a top 12 player. He's at 16 on this list.
Just to like humor me, could you do the top 10?
Sure. We'll go in reverse order. Number 10. Anthony Davis, which might be a little high.
Yeah.
He's very skilled, obviously, but might be a little high.
He's one guy I left out when I was looking like, guys, you take over De'Aaron Fox in the draft. Like, I left him off.
Maybe that's one I'll just never understand, but go ahead.
Kevin Durant is 9.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards is 8.
Okay.
Steph Curry, 7.
That's fine.
Joel is 6.
Okay.
Tatum, 5. SGA, 4.
Uh-huh. Giannis 3, Luka 2, Jokic 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna sound like a homer here, but I don't care. I think there's an argument SGA and De'Aaron Fox. SGA obviously scores
so
at a higher level. I don't think it's that far away.
One of the more fascinating things in recent NBA coverage history is the runway they gave SGA.
Mm.
It was the trade. Doc didn't want to get rid of him. They felt they had to do it. He's going to Oklahoma City. They're going to suck. But God damn it, we don't care. We love this kid. And they don't extend that ramp to very many people. Mm-hmm. SGA got it. Luka got it. Like, no one this year was the first year anyone questioned Luka at all, where they were like, Luka's got to do this better. Oh, God. Got to do, and I don't even think that was till the finals.
Right,
They never questioned Luka Doncic.
Until he had the worst defensive performance I've ever seen in my life.
In a finals game.
Yeah, that's the first time they're like, well, that's... Yeah, Luka's got it. Right.
That probably wasn't even Luka's worst defensive right. performance of his life.
He's been playing that his whole career.
It was just in the finals.
Right.
And it's another one of those moments where, like, these dudes don't watch anything. These women don't watch anything. These people who are covering this game, they don't watch this. Mm-hmm. That's how that dude plays. Oh, God, he's got to be better. Like, what do you want him to do?
What have you been watching?
Like, why wasn't that part of your series analysis to begin with?
Yeah.
All of you guys who picked Dallas to win with the hottest of hot takes because you wanted to say I told you so, how come you weren't talking about Luka Doncic's defense then?
Mm-hmm. He ain't changed.
He hasn't.
He ain't changed.
He has not.
So, like I said, this would, on a national sense, this would be like a King's colored argument. And I wouldn't rank SGA ahead of De'Aaron Fox. Don't get it twisted. But I don't think it's as far away. Like, to use the way you're talking about, SGA is 4. I don't think it's 4-22. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like right, SGA, right, 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 right.
Like, I don't
yeah,
think
yeah.
it's that far away. Yeah. I think Fox is a lot closer mm-hmm. to SGA than anybody would probably give him credit for.
I'm with you.
I don't know. And then the way I know Jesse says winning and all this other stuff. I just don't. Like, if the Kings win this year and De'Aaron Fox is a point or something higher, mm-hmm. I don't think they give him the respect. I think they would say DeMar DeRozan there filled out that team, all this other stuff. De'Aaron could go one up in every category, like mm-hmm. 26 to 27 or 7 assists from 5 or whatever. Mm-hmm. He can improve all his numbers, and I'm not sure he'd make All-NBA. I'm not sure they'd give him the credit for what happens. I don't know what
Why
it is.
Why do you think it? Well, maybe it's his... Maybe it's the fact he doesn't have a desire to do the Hoop Collective podcast.
Doesn't seem like SGA does, though.
Well, that's true. SGA found
SGA
a different
does
lane.
The fashion stuff, though,
yeah,
doesn't
he? SGA found a different lane.
Like, that's the way you play into it, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got to get to know these guys off the floor, pal.
This is true.
De'Aaron just want to be at home and be a dad.
That's it.
Leave him alone. It.
I don't think De'Aaron would probably change anything about his coverage right now, the way he's covered.
I don't think he would either. I truly don't believe De'Aaron cares. If De'Aaron got a whiff of this argument or conversation, he'd probably just shake his head like, you two are idiots. And
yeah, and Jesse, you're not.
He'd put on Kendrick Lamar, not like us, and go to the gym. Like, he does not care.
Nah. We care, though, De'Aaron.
And maybe that's part of it. Like, they want him to care. They want, like, they laughed at Rudy for crying about the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. Players did. Media was like, oh, he just wanted it. He wanted the acknowledgement. Okay, pick a lane here, guys. What are we doing? Because now y'all ridicule him.
Right.
It's whack.
Do you think, just prediction here, do you think he makes All-NBA this year?
No.
Yes.
I think he does too.
The Kings are winning 50 games. Yeah. If the Kings are winning 50 games like we think, like, and he's De'Aaron Fox, like, yeah, he's got to be in there. Like, we're already talking about last, like, he's fringe or whatever. Like, he's in that area. It's just he didn't have the wins and all that stuff. So we're expecting the Kings to be as good as they are. Like, yeah, he should get in.
Okay.
Put my stamp on it now. I think he makes all of it.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. I understand why you say no, though.
And yeah, it's not because of De'Aaron.
Right. Right.
But, yeah, I hope you're right. I hope he does. I hate the media. And
you guys stink.
I believe I stumbled across something. I saw it. Like, I saw it pop up maybe a day or two ago. Mm-hmm. And
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now I see it's starting to get a little traction. And the reason it's getting a little traction is because it is completely disingenuous.
Oh.
Did you see the Carmelo Anthony clip of him talking about gold medals and rings?
I heard about it.
You did?
I read the transcript and all this other
stuff. So hold that thought, because I want you to communicate to me what you heard.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back.
Do you have the clip?
I do.
I'd rather just hear the clip because I just read the stuff.
I know. I want you to tell me what you read.
Okay.
Or like what your perception of that was.
Uh-huh.
And I have 2 separate clips I want to play for you. One is the actual conversation. The other one is a reaction to a conversation featuring, I believe, 4 to 5 people who I'm 1,000% certain didn't see it. But felt the need to react to it. You'll hear both of those when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Your boy Kanye.
About the 78 track album.
I just love that he shouted out Drake at their little event. Like, wasn't it him the one who said, yeah, everyone's energized with the elimination of Drake? Wasn't that him? And no one, like, bought it. They were like, bro, shut up.
You made it seem like they're all supervillains meeting to get together or whatever.
Like, Kanye, shut up, dog. Knock it off, for goodness sakes.
That dude needs something. I was thinking about Kanye the other day, just like, man, I wish we had, like, graduation Kanye.
I wish he was just making music. And I wish you'd head over to maptrition.com and use the promo code DLO1320 to grab anything you need in terms of supplements, something to help your body stay right. Them all day BCAAs will go a long way. That green powder that I mix here in my juice, that's a good look to help keep me going strong, because we got a long day today. We still got another show to do after this one, and I'm not going to forget to take my sleep enhancers tonight. So if you have any questions about these supplements, you can hit up my man Greg, easily accessible through the website. Again, it's maptrition.com. Use the promo code DLO1320. So I'll just tell me what you read. If you can remember.
I remember specifically, it was just the quote of him. I think he said,
would you trade?
He'd rather, maybe I'm mixing it up. He would not trade the gold medal for an NBA championship, or was it the other way around?
So here is the clip.
Okay.
And this is obviously edited for social media form, but I've watched it, and this is clear. Here's the clip in question.
Would you trade your 3 Olympic gold medals for 1 NBA ring?
I've never been asked that question. No. When we talk about global sport, for me, a medal means something totally different than an NBA championship. They both have their own separate meanings, but winning a gold medal, it's the passion, it's the pride that you have, not just for a city or a state, for a whole nation, for a whole country, you're winning for it. So it's a different level of, I would say, pride that you have to have when you're wearing USA across your chest, or you're wearing Lithuania across your chest, right? It's a totally different feeling than Knicks, New York across your chest.
Would you anybody confused by what just happened?
I don't think I am.
I'll help everyone out here. Run the first 5 seconds again.
Would you trade your free Olympic gold medals for one NBA ring?
Oh, no.
I'm going to stop right there. Give me, which screen do I need to be on this one? Give me 2 seconds, because I'm going to go back here. I'm going to scroll up a little bit. And then we're going to hear from, nope, I lied. I'm going to scroll down a little bit. And then we're going to hear from your boys. No, I'm just going to keep stalling for time because I can't find the goddamn clip anymore.
I got multiple boys that commented on this.
Are we talking about Bill Simmons?
No, well, that's you're right.
That's
that
not my boy, though. Bill Simmons ain't my boy. That wouldn't
have worked.
He's not even my family.
I think
he's just a guy.
My second clip was deleted from the internet.
Sal is your family.
Give me
don't worry, Dan,
seconds.
We got you.
Yeah, no, just keep stalling.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. Listen to Bill Simmons. He's not my boy.
Keep stalling.
He's not my boy. I don't agree with it. It's entertaining.
You got to save one podcast. Is it Joe Budden's or is it Bill Simmons?
Oh, it's Joe Budden. It's Joe Budden.
Papa Shango is late to the ring. All right, here
he's like Eddie Guerrero. Where's Vicky?
Damn it! Here is First Take. Now listen.
Oh, that definitely ain't my boy over there. Don't do that.
Well, your boy is right here with the funny look on his face. Here is First Take's response, and this looks like your boy Russo.
I already know he about to say something stupid.
That's Molly. So, okay.
Those are my girls, though, Molly, Kim, and Elle.
I'm going to be clear. I'm not stomaching a Mad Dog Russo whatever gimmick he does. His whole thing was about Carmelo Anthony. Here's Stephen A. and this entire group.
I almost cried when I heard that Carmelo said that. That is maybe the most ridiculous comment I've ever heard come out of his mouth. And everybody knows how much I love my man Mello.
Yes.
I love him to death. I couldn't believe he said something so utterly ridiculous. Yeah. That was just ridiculous for him to say. And all it did was bring attention to the fact that a guy that I would have loved to have won an NBA championship,
yep.
I got that much love for him. I couldn't believe he said that. I couldn't believe.
Yeah. I think he was
totally
he was in France. He was with his son. He's having a good time. He got caught up in the moment.
Yes.
So, yeah.
For patriotism, Madden.
Well,
yes.
damn it, go to a French restaurant and avoid the cameras. Don't say that. Don't
okay.
say that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Two really, really telling things in this clip. This is my opinion about what we just watched from them. And this is how information, or in this case, misinformation spreads. Stephen A. and his freeze shot, I have to take that off the screen. Stephen A. no less than 7 times said, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I can't believe he said that. That's my boy. It's utterly ridiculous. He did not elaborate whatsoever on what he said. Nothing. The clip in question asked him, would you trade three gold medals? Mm-hmm. That's 12 years of work. For one NBA championship, for one NBA championship ring. And these people are acting like it's outlandish that he said no. He didn't say he wouldn't. It wasn't, would you trade one of your gold medals mm-hmm. for a championship ring? Would you trade your entire USA basketball experience for one championship ring? And he said no and eloquently explained why. And he's being called utterly ridiculous for that.
Mm.
Bro, what?
Yes.
Three gold medals. One championship ring. And he deserves to be criticized. Again, Russo's whole gimmick is he screams and yells about stuff he's mad about. And I guess he was mad about Carmelo Anthony. I will never watch that clip. I will never play that clip. He is in the same era that Gilbert Arenas is in. Mm-hmm. I will never care mm-hmm. what that man says about anything. But I do like Stephen A.
Mm-hmm.
And what bugs me right there about that, for the most part, I like Stephen A. What bugs me about that right there is there is no chance Stephen A. actually heard what Carmelo Anthony said.
I think it's how they want to portray it. because I saw, like, not the clip itself, but like the whole paraphrasing whatever he said or whatever on Hoops Hype, and it kind of made it seem like Carmelo Anthony says that Olympic medal or whatever is bigger than the NBA finals.
That's
or whatever.
The take. That's and that's the whole point. That is not what he said. This is why Carmelo Anthony gets the rap that he gets, because of the way stuff like this gets out there. That clip, have we gotten to the point where we're so lazy we won't take 42 seconds to hear what Carmelo Anthony said?
See, I think they're hearing him. They're choosing not to, though. They're choosing to portray it this way. Stephen A. has to know what Carmelo said, but I think he's choosing, like, talking about Carmelo picking or whatever, he'd take the Olympic medals over the finals or whatever. Like, that's going to do better on social media. I think that's how they choose to portray it.
So let me ask, is it a portrayal, though? Because in the Carmelo clip, that's what he said.
There's context to it, though. Like, you know, like, what Carmelo was saying, and Stephen A.'s turning it into something
purposely,
else.
You're purposely taking the... He did not say winning a Olympic gold medal is more important than a championship. That's not what he said. That's not what he said.
I mean, he didn't
he
say...
He said he important. Would not... No, he said he would not trade 3 Olympic gold medals for 1 championship ring. He didn't say it was... He said it was a different experience. There's something different about it. I don't know if there was a follow-up that said, would you trade 1 gold medal for 1 NBA championship? And he said no. That sure seems like a clip that would get attention if it went out there, but it didn't. He was asked if you would trade 3 Olympic gold medals for 1 championship ring, and he said no. There is nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's kind of too, like, I don't think Melo's answer or whatever warrants that kind of reaction from Stephen A. Smith.
Absolutely not.
Like, whatever, you can disagree, but like, oh, it's ridiculous. It's like you're turning it into something it's not at that point.
So me personally, I if you don't mind, I like to see Melo's response to it, because it did, whether he said it word for word, there's him implying that doing something for the nation is a bigger deal than doing something.
That's not
for
what
city.
He said. That's not what he said.
I'm just telling you.
Would you trade your free?
Gonna fight with you all goddamn day at this point.
There's an implication of that.
I don't think
in
there
that,
is
in that. So, but to both of your guys' point, to me, it don't really matter. Like, if that's what he'd rather do or rather have, or he values that, it's not ridiculous that he feels that way. It's not. It's not anything that needs to be, he needs to be talked down to about. That's what he feels. He went through 4 Olympics or 5 Olympics or something like that. And out of that experience, he values it to the point where he's like, I'm not trading that in for a NBA championship. Completely understandable on my end. Completely understandable. But I'll let you play it again, because I'm listening to it, and we'll just hear the words.
Would you trade your 3 Olympic gold medals for 1 NBA ring?
I've never been asked that question. No. When we talk about global sport, for me, a medal means something totally different than an NBA championship. They both have their own separate meanings, but winning a gold medal, it's the passion, it's the pride that you have, not just for a city or a state, for a whole nation, for a whole country, you're winning for it. So it's a different level of, I would say, pride that you have to have when you're wearing USA across your chest, or you're wearing Lithuania across your chest, right? It's a totally different feeling than Knicks, New York across your chest.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, does he say the word that it's more important? No. I mean,
don't even think he implies it.
A different level.
He says it's different.
A different level. That's like, if I say Patrick Mahomes on a different level than Brock Purdy,
that's not a comparison, because he's talking about 3 different times.
No, he's just talking about playing for USA. That's what playing for USA and playing for your nation. It's separate. It's a different level than just playing for New York.
What was the question?
Would you trade the 3 gold medals for 1 championship?
If you asked Carmelo Anthony, I'm asking you to, this is a guess. Mm-hmm. If you asked Carmelo Anthony, would you trade 1 Olympic gold medal for 1 NBA championship? Do you think his answer is the same?
No, it's probably different. Because he still has the other 2 gold medals. He has the experience of winning a gold medal for his country, and he get the experience of winning an NBA championship. I believe he would trade 1 of them. I'm not even here to say the answer can't be wrong. That's his experience.
That's exactly
how he feels. Like there's no wrong answer. I did hear that, you know, it's a different level playing for your country. There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Me personally, I believe if I was Carmelo, I might say I'd rather have the NBA championship if I can get that. That's something that
then three Olympic gold medals.
Yeah.
I feel like answering your question, like if he would trade one for one title, I feel like he'd keep all three. It feels like for Melo that like the Olympics is his thing, but also like,
and
like,
that's been the way a I thing took for a while.
For him, like in the clip talking, like I didn't take it as like it's better than the NBA Finals, more so it's different. Like it's his own experience for him. We wouldn't like him losing, not winning a title or whatever in the NBA, just something that happened or whatever. But like his experience in the USA and all, like he wouldn't trade that.
I think what bothers me the most is the reaction to it.
The reaction is ridiculous. Like,
he never even experienced playing for an NBA championship. He's not going to know what that feels like.
It's summertime and Stephen A. needs first take, needs to get their
but
clips
this
out.
This is why Carmelo gets talked about the way that he does. Carmelo's one of the greatest basketball players we've ever seen. And because of these narratives that surround his inability to win or being a selfish player and it being perpetuated years after his retirement is absurd.
Yeah, I don't have anything to argue with that. I like I said, I think the reaction, it didn't even warrant that reaction. Like if you want to have a conversation, like I think there's a conversation to be had about just personal preference. Like, man, how what would you do like in that situation? That's a conversation. It's not even necessarily an argument or who's better, right? Yeah, that's an interesting question that he was asked. What would you do in that situation? There's a conversation to be had in that respect. But to act like he said something wrong, I think that's asinine.
Kid, what's his name? Asinine. Chris Russo?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Get his ass off of television.
What's the thing, too? I think it just says something about
he's so whack.
The field we work in and stuff like that. Like, you could talk about how we are. You can just turn it into what Stephen
this
A.
This game
and type.
Is such, this
yeah, this
game
is, that's what
such
it is,
trash.
Though. Like, that's just what it is. It's the game. That's it.
Like I said, this is a conversation that, like, my thought is probably in the minority. Like, it doesn't mean that it's right or wrong or the other side is right or wrong. But I like that conversation. Like, what would you do? Like, if you were Carmelo, would you trade in the three gold medals for one NBA championship? And at least for me, it makes me, it's something that let me think about that. Like,
differences too. You're not turning it on Melo either.
Yeah. And even when I say it, it's like, that's what I would do. I don't think Melo's wrong for saying, no, he wouldn't. It's a gold medal. How could you be wrong for saying, I'd rather keep my gold medals? Like, how? How could that be looked at as ridiculous or
wrong?
I have no idea.
Ask your boy.
Hmm. Yeah, big time disagree with Stephen A. Now,
but
in
here, I
Russo,
don't.
I never
don't,
agree with it.
I don't believe Stephen A. heard the clip. I think a producer put it in the rundown and said, here's what we're doing. Carmelo said what? And just, I can't believe it. That was ridiculous. So, my brother. I don't think he even heard it.
So here's where we disagree. That is what Carmelo said.
No, it's not.
He asked him. He said, would you trade it in? He said, I've never been asked that question.
He said,
no, I wouldn't.
He said, would you trade three gold medals in for one? And he said, no. If Stephen A. finds that ridiculous, then I can't.
That's where we agree. There's nothing ridiculous about that.
I don't believe that he heard the clip.
I don't even know if there's anything to hear. That's what he said.
I thought Carmelo's explanation was perfectly clear as to why he feels the way that he does.
Why he feels is not the question. That's what he said. He said no. He said I wouldn't do it. And that's what Stephen A. reacted to. There's no, I mean, you don't to have a opinion
so
on
Stephen
that
A.,
you don't have
so,
to watch that clip.
So if Stephen A. heard his explanation, then Stephen A.'s trash. And I don't believe that.
Well,
I don't believe Stephen A. is trash.
I believe
his partner is trash, mm-hmm. but he's not. I'm telling you, he didn't hear it.
I'm not going to say he's trash or whatever, but like that's kind of Stephen A.'s bag. Like, wasn't it with J.J. Redick that one time? J.J.'s like, we're talking about this or whatever. Like, and Stephen A. was taking the topic just so far out. Like, yeah, J.J. was asking, like, what are we doing this? And J.J. Stephen A. kind of told him, like, this is just the whole game.
And that's
right here.
And that was the whole point in all of this that we said earlier. These guys don't watch anything. Absolutely nothing. They pay attention to the three major storylines. Wasn't Stephen A. the same guy who was like berating a football team one day and he was naming players who hadn't played for them in like a year and a half? Wasn't that him? And I can't remember. I can't remember if it was I think it was Teddy Bruschi. And Bruschi, I think it was Teddy Bruschi. I don't know for sure, but Bruschi's looking at him like, he's been injured all year. He's not even there. And, you know, Stephen A. drops a, oh, my bad. And then he was talking about Isaiah Hartenstein with the Knicks and him being a quality bench player despite the fact he had started like the last 50 games. They don't watch, even with the teams that they claim are their own. They don't watch. That's why all of us collectively need to put zero stock into what these people say about the Sacramento Kings.
I agree.
De'Aaron Fox, DeMar DeRozan, or Domas Sabonis.
I agree. I agree with that one.
And here's more stuff we shouldn't care about. ESPN is just cranking out the content when it comes to the NBA. Well, and
thank God for them, because we still ain't seen no games in a while. They picked the WNBA. It's been a long time since a game has been played.
They picked their Western Conference champion.
OKC?
OKC got 83 points from the expert panelist. Mm. Second?
Minnesota.
48 points. Mm. Third?
Denver. Or Dallas.
29 points for the Dallas Mavericks. Fourth?
Then Denver.
18 points. Fifth?
Phoenix.
8 points. And sixth?
The Warriors.
The Los Angeles Lakers at 2 points. Now, the amazing thing about this, just 3 days ago, this same outlet said that the two Los Angeles teams wouldn't make the playoffs. But someone thought, you know what, God damn it, they might win the Western Conference, though. They might not make the playoffs, but they could win the Western Conference. Shout out to the esteemed panelists at ESPN.
Do we know, is it the same people?
I have no idea, bro. I don't know.
I thought they were like doing a week long.
It's labeled ESPN staff. That's sure as hell what it feels like. It's labeled ESPN staff. That's all.
You're like, you guys are crazy. Same people.
That's wild, isn't it? Let me see. Did they write anything about the Lakers? Let me see. Kevin's round out. Yeah, no, they didn't. They didn't offer any explanation.
No explanation needed. Just, no. Nah.
What possible reason could you have for the Lakers coming?
I have no clue. LeBron James. I have no idea.
LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Like
LeBron James. Well,
we just did that last 40. Year.
So, yeah, coming out of the West seems a little excessive. But they are 2 years removed from making the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, but you're 2 years removed the same way. Like, you're 2 years removed from that. You're 2 years closer to the lottery or something. Like, you're not getting back to that.
Maybe they're, I mean, I don't think they are. I don't think they are.
Yeah.
But maybe they're Dallas. Dallas went to the Western Conference Finals, I think the next year, or was it 2 years?
They missed the playoffs.
And then they back in the finals.
Is Atlanta? Didn't Atlanta do the
Atlanta
same
never
thing?
Got back, though.
That's what I'm saying. I got you. You're saying the Lakers could do what Dallas did.
Right.
I got you. My bad.
I don't think they will. I don't even think Dallas is going to do what Dallas did. But
you want to do the Eastern Conference?
Should be 100 points for the Celtics.
What?
I don't know how
what did Frank Isola have to say?
Let me be clear. I don't know how the scoring mechanism for this works.
So I'm gonna guess it's out of 100. I could be wrong.
That's fine.
95 points for the Celtics.
There should only be two teams getting points in the East.
You want in on this?
I don't know. I don't know the point. I don't know.
Well, so that's not so everyone has points. I don't know how the point system works.
Like, is it to come out the East?
It doesn't. Yeah, to come out of the East.
All right. Well, the Celtics should have far and away the most, and like the Knicks and have like 1% of that.
And I think Philly gets there.
Kenny said 95.
I want 95 for the Celtics too, I guess.
Are we playing music though? Are we playing music though?
No.
I don't even know what the point system is here.
Well, I don't know what the point system is either.
Celtics have a lot. I know that.
But the number is 97.
I won.
And the reason I don't know what the number system is, is because second?
The Knicks.
Second?
The Knicks.
The Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think we were going to be second. I knew they'd get some points.
With
though.
39 points. Mm. So again, I don't know how the scoring system works. Three?
Why wouldn't they tell you what the scoring system is? They're just throwing out numbers.
Probably.
This is the Office episode where they're putting beans on everyone else's picture and all that.
Kenny will get that in 6 years. Three?
I mean, it's got to be the Knicks, right?
It's the Knicks with 38 points.
And that's it.
Four.
Somebody said Milwaukee?
Someone said Milwaukee. 13 points for Milwaukee. And five.
Okay, now they're getting ridiculous.
They're getting the Lakers treatment with 2 points.
Oh, the Miami Heat. If it's the Lakers.
That's a good call. I'll go Miami Heat, too.
Wow. You guys. Especially you. You make me sick.
Weirdos in Cleveland.
It's Cleveland.
That's not Lakers treatment. Cleveland.
No, Lakers treatment, with 2 points.
Oh, 2 points, yeah.
I thought, like, getting respect.
Teams who have no business here.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to confuse the situation. I meant with 2 points. We asked our experts.
Too many, but
no,
whatever.
Don't do that.
Well,
don't
see?
I would have gave those two to the Pacers.
Don't do that to Cleveland.
Joakim Tapia. We asked our experts to rank their top choices for the East and West and the eventual NBA champion, with a first-place vote receiving 5 points, a second-place vote receiving 3 points, and a third place vote receiving 1 point. That means two people picked the Los Angeles Lakers in their top three.
That's crazy. I don't agree with that.
We need to know who you are.
Yeah, make yourself known.
The eventual NBA champion.
Boston's
Yeah, it's
one.
Boston 1. I'm going to go OKC number 2, though.
I'm going to say Boston 1, Philly 2.
Jesse got it. Boston
put that on
82
the board.
Points.
No.
Oklahoma.
Let me go get
music
my title from Abe.
Even played. Oh, now we playing music.
Well, that's all right. Abe still has the title, Abe, so we'd have to.
I don't play for the Summer League title.
We have to get Abe.
I don't play for that.
Say those Minnesota three.
Abe's on the old Brock Lesnar schedule where he just shows up once every six months. Give me that again.
Minnesota three.
Philly three.
Yeah, they love Philly.
Yeah, it's Boston, Oklahoma City, Philly, Denver. A tie with Milwaukee and New York, and then it closes out with Dallas.
How does Denver get fourth or third? They were like fifth in the West.
Well, if they get there, they got a better shot to win the championship than Dallas.
ESPN.
Or New York. Or Milwaukee.
That's a trip.
Yes, I'm higher on New York than most, too, by the way.
I just desperately want to believe that these are the same writers who said the Lakers weren't going to make the playoffs.
They just do whatever. Let us just do whatever. It was the same writers.
Right, yeah.
Story I'm going to tell.
It's worded exactly the same. Our panel of experts. That's what all the articles said.
It's good enough for me.
Absolutely terrific.
You imagine being on the first panel and then they leave you off on the second one?
We'll come back. James Hamm joins us. We'll talk Kings basketball with Hammer.
Before James Hamm comes, I want to another thing that I kind of wanted to touch on a little bit outside of basketball and all this other stuff.
Last time we did this, we did 30 minutes on inflation.
No, I don't think this will be 30 minutes, but I think this will be. I'm interested to see what you guys say.
Well, Kenny kills the mood when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Before Kenny kills the vibe with another one of his random thoughts. Let's get Ramsey in here. 916-909-1320. Ramsey, what's happening, my friend?
Another Friday. I know Kenny slightly mentioned this story, but I don't know. Has anybody heard about this story with Colorado football and their former special teams coordinator going over to Saudi Arabia to try to get some NIL money for the Colorado football program?
Yeah.
The story is wild.
It's interesting. I wasn't aware of it until you mentioned it, and I immediately pulled up an article. And that's pretty much the gist of it.
I don't know how to feel about this. Should I salute them for thinking outside the box
That's how it was phrased. It was like they tasked me to think outside the box and come up with ideas to get NIL money into the, I think it's called the Colorado Collective. Like they name it all of this stuff because it technically can't be associated with the university or specific program. So they give it they're basically these fake companies that house all of the NIL money that these universities give out to their players.
Colorado just did something some other college football school was going to do eventually.
Yeah, Bama and Clemson. Like, damn, why didn't we do that?
Yeah.
As much ado about nothing at this point. Everyone is going to the money.
I couldn't see and or didn't hear, were they successful? Did they get any NIL money from?
No.
I don't think they were.
No. And
yet, at least.
Well, the guy who went to solicit that isn't a part of the university anymore. And it sounds like there's some headbutting over this whole situation a little bit. So there was a lot of tea being spilled from this guy who, like, he laid out everything. Like, they gave him, they paid him, I think they said, like, $90,000 to be a special teams coordinator, an assistant special teams coordinator, something that would allow him to go out and solicit NIL money for the program. And yeah, he was like, I spent time in Saudi Arabia talking to the public fund, you know, the one who does all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Trying to get NIL money for us. Like, oh.
So he kind of said, right, kind of flippantly, like, just, oh, this is things I would do, and this is what I would do, and this one. I went to Saudi Arabia,
yeah,
too. And maybe I went a little too far.
Like, I'm going to knock over. It was the Dave Chappelle thing where I'm knocking all of this stuff over on my way out. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Before James gets in, well, James can talk about it, too, but I know we were talking about basketball with James. I've been a little, how do I put this? Fascinated isn't really the word. Conflicted isn't really the word. Just interested, maybe, about this Tua Brian Flores thing.
Okay.
And just I know we talked about it a little bit and talked about with Trista about Tua. I think he was talking to Dan Le Batard and was talking about his experience being coached under Brian Flores. And it was rough. It sounded rough. You know, it sounded like that, and it sounded like for him it was rough. And did you see
him being Tua?
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you see Brian Flores, his little Q&A or something like that? You could say he took it on the chin.
Yeah,
and he didn't deny anything, but he didn't run from anything.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're seeing the same things, but a lot of people, like, I don't want to exaggerate it, but, like, kind of going in on Brian Flores.
Yeah, they're saying he shouldn't coach ever again and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I think that's way out of...
For me, it's something, like, if Brian Flores learned from it or whatever, like, you coach players different ways or whatever. If he can learn from it, that's fine. And, like, but Tua's saying it's nothing new. Like, Tua's talked about Brian Flores all the time. This is the most direct it's ever been. But, like, he's talked about past regime. Like, they would put, like, and it's not just Tua either. It's like other Dolphins players have dealt with it too. Like, put them down and stuff like that. So it's like nothing new. But if Flores can learn from it or whatever, like, shouldn't keep him out from being a head coach.
Nah, I think the same thing, man. I was hearing a lot of that, you know, and I think I'm not going to tell Tua how he should feel about that experience. You know, that's his experience and how he should feel. I kind of wish, on the outside looking in, I kind of wish he wouldn't have said that. Or he could talk about his experience, but then he called him a terrible person and all this other stuff. And once again, that's his experience. I can't tell him how to feel about that man after he went through what he went through. But that carries a little more weight than you just speaking about your experience. That could last with that man. And if he genuinely looked at that experience and said, man, I didn't handle that right. I want to be better. That's going to be hard to shake. That's going to be hard for him to move on with other people because of that potential label. So because of that, I wished Tua maybe wouldn't have gone that far and said those things. But I love that Tua was able to get with a guy like Mike McDaniels, who was able to work with him better and help his career out and help him. It was just a better fit. It was just a better match. And Brian Flores, number one, not running away from that and, you know, being accountable for it and saying, hey, I'm going to learn from it. And I saw Ryan Clark, he was talking about this too. People getting on Brian Flores and all this other stuff. He's like, I mean, not saying it's right or whatever, but he's from a different time. He's from a different time where coaches may talk to you like that, and you take it a different way. You don't take it as this is a bad person or anything else like that. You take it as coaching. Not saying it's right or wrong. That's what it should be or nothing like that's the things evolve. Things get different. But it could have been Brian Flores. Just this is what coached me up and made me better. I'm going to try and do what somebody did for me and not looked at as he's just a bad man. Once again, I wasn't in those conversations. Maybe he said some things or two. It's like, no, he's just a bad guy. I don't know. But I hope Brian Flores comes out of this still having an opportunity to further his career. And that's kind of what I thought about the most. Like, I don't know if this is going to stick with him. He's never going to get another shot.
Well, Jesse, I know you guys, I think there's probably other things Brian Flores is involved in that could make getting another real shot in the NFL difficult.
No, I was just going to say, too, like, it wasn't just a Tua Central thing either. Like, he was just a hard ass, I think. Because, like, Kenny Stills one time spoke about the Jay-Z and NFL partnership, and the next day at Dolphins practice, Flores has Jay-Z playing and stuff like that. So, like,
I remember that.
Yeah, he went at his players tough. Like, it wasn't, like, he went at a lot of them tough.
I think, I got the impression from Brian Flores that he felt a certain way about that. It hit him pretty hard. I'll take a slightly different stance than you. Then it may have been good for Brian Flores to hear that publicly for a couple of different reasons. I disagree with the idea that it could be difficult for Brian to further relationships now, because if he is genuine in his assessment, like I can reflect on myself and my behavior and the way I coach, and I can be better with that. People that he's working with now can look at it and go, oh, that's not my relationship with Brian. Brian's a good dude.
True.
Like, I've never had that. And then you have, and then for Flores, this is where I thought he was really good, is he just, like you said, to start this, he took it on the chin. Mm-hmm. He was just like, I learned a lot. It hurt to hear that. I think he started the whole thing talking about, I'm really happy for Tua. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of the success that he has had with Mike and the success that he's having with the Miami Dolphins. And he said that those comments hurt and those things are hard to hear. And he didn't shy away from acknowledging that they happened. And I think, you know, having that moment publicly is a benefit to him for anyone, because there might be, just as there might be people, I don't have that relationship with Brian, like, Coach Flores is cool. There could be people who in the locker room are like, yeah, he's tough.
Well, yeah, like, there's guys like the other side of it. Andrew Van Ginkle, who played with Flores, is with Minnesota now. He says he owes his career and stuff like that to Flores, and he hasn't had an issue. So, like, there's other sides to it.
And a lot of it is just how you process information. Like, going solely off of words, I'm probably closer to Tua. Like, in terms of my personality, like, you can motivate, you could talk, don't talk to me like that. You're not going to get through to me, and whatever you think is helping, I can assure you it's not. So I can relate to that aspect of Tua. And I've worked for people who are like Brian Flores. Like, my first program director, who I owe a lot to, he was like that. He didn't tell me I sucked. He never told me I sucked, but he was tough. Like, he was a really difficult coach, and he'll sit down with you and he'll play something that you recorded, and he'll look you dead in your face and say, that was trash. And if you think that makes it in this market with what we're building on this station, you're sorely mistaken. You can go work in San Luis Obispo. You can go work in Bakersfield, and you can get away with that. You can't get away with that here. That was tough to hear. And there was also conversations between me and him, because he was aggressive. And I'll take criticism. I'll take you cussing in a conversation. Don't cuss at me. You could cuss in the conversation. Just please don't cuss at me, because that is not going to resonate well with me. And he never cussed at me again, ever. That was the relationship we had. And that's just things that you have to learn to establish. And it sounds like Brian Flores struggled to address Tua or even understand the way that Tua needed to be addressed, and Tua never got over that. And it's a hard thing to get over. I don't blame him.
Brian Flores probably just wasn't being constructive and just was putting the guy down every day. Like, Brian Flores, I'm sure, wasn't trying to, like, just put down Tua or whatever and just build, like, break him down. But
Tua's defense, that doesn't help.
Yeah.
That doesn't help anyone. But hopefully they're all better off for it. Again, I think Brian Flores has a far greater uphill battle. With his issues with the NFL and the lawsuit, which I don't even know where that stands at this point. It may just be over and have gone away. I have no idea. Mike Tomlin got him back in the league. Where is he now?
He's in Minnesota.
A defensive coordinator for the Vikings. He was the linebackers coach for the Steelers.
That's right. You know, Tomlin brought him back in, and you're up to defensive coordinator. So you're already moving a little bit. The interesting thing is, as you point out, those types of experiences that Tua had, those could actually be more damaging than the NFL situation, because it only takes one owner. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a good coach. If he can help us win football games, I don't care what his lawsuit says. Mm. If he can help us win football games, we're hiring him.
Yeah,
it's the ultimate goal of all these owners. They want to win football games.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're both better off for it.
That's what I hope out of that as well. But I've been kind of following that the last couple of days. And, I'm just looking at Brian Flores, and who knows if, you know, he's that caliber coach. But I kept thinking about, and he's already in a different spot than this guy. Even at this point, he's done things that this guy probably hasn't done. But I think about Mark Jackson. You know, Mark Jackson never getting an opportunity again because of what some people had to say about him on the way out. And like I said, Mark Jackson was never an assistant. He never took those steps. So there's that. Maybe the situation is a little bit different.
I do think it's different. Yeah. I think your points, I think it's fair to ask, but I do think the situation is at the very least a little bit different. Mm.
I think Flores can get hired again. I don't know what the NFL is, but like, just looking at purely coaching, like, Minnesota's defense has stepped up and all that stuff. I think there's more. Like, he's gotten interviews too and stuff like that too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I think he interviewed with Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I think he'll be a head coach again eventually.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm just taking a
I was thinking, oh man, we could talk about this more on Monday. I was thinking
I don't
this the other day.
I just think it's still going on.
The lawsuit?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Unless I'm missing something, I just think it's going on.
I'm sure it is. You know, them things, they last for I don't know how long. They last for years.
All right. Yeah, talk more about what? Thing.
No, we talk about it more on Monday. Just those three receivers, do any of them play week one?
Sure as hell doesn't feel like it. It
doesn't feel like any of them are going to play week one. We're, 10 days away from week one?
No, is it that close?
Maybe nine. They play, or no.
No, it's got to be more than that. Weeks, yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be more than that. Yeah.
Real quick with Flores, too. With that Cardinals job, you've seen as a front runner. He turned it down. He turned down another opportunity.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. The structure of the franchise is one thing. I'm not ready to just rule out the Cardinals being pesky. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but Marvin Harrison Jr.
I could see them being pesky.
Marvin Harrison Jr., I'm hearing he's looking crazy.
Yeah, that's why you guys took him out in the game, so you didn't have to deal with him.
How did we take him out? What did we do?
You injured him. Nothing. You injured him.
We're playing football, man. What you talking about?
You injured him on, like, the first play of the game.
Stop. He didn't want it.
You guys are dirty, dude.
You see he has no licensing deal with the NFL either, Fanatics?
Yeah, he didn't. He's not a part of the Players Association.
I think he Barry Bonds.
Yeah, he's not a part of the Players Association, so he can't have any of that stuff.
What do they do that? What's the point of that?
The Players Association?
Why would Marvin Harrison Jr. do that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know what the plus side of not being part of the Players Association is.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.